Could you all show a little enthusiasm, please? Golly! Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel. That is, wow. I mean, every Sunday you bless us, but boy, we really, really, really God bless. And that was so wonderful because we're getting ready to start the season of Lent, and you're not supposed to say hallelujah during the season of Lent, and you got all the hallelujahs in now. It just get them in the last Sunday. Get them in this last time. This is our chance. We're going to do all the hallelujahs we can because we're not... We got to keep the hallelujahs going till Easter, all right? And then Easter, we get to go back to hallelujahs again. But wow. Yeah, someone was asking me about Transfiguration Sunday. What's that? That's always the last Sunday of Epiphany, right before you get to the season of Lent. This is the Sunday where we hear about Jesus being on the mountain, and he's transfigured, his appearance changes, Moses and Elijah and all of that. A hallelujah moment for sure. It is a mountaintop experience for sure, all the way leading us up, getting us all excited so we can come in back on Wednesday and get ashes put on our head and feel like the miserable sinners that we are. But right now, we get to just praise God and just glory in his presence. And that's what is such a powerful, powerful experience, you know. We come into the season of Lent and it's, you know, oh, I'm, you know, a sinner, I'm worthless worm and all of these terrible things, and we have to give up everything. I remember there was this guy, he was learning English, and he was the grandfather of an Italian clan, all right? And he went to an English-speaking church, all right, because he's trying to learn the language, and he hears in the King James Version, there the last verse 9, tell no vision until the Son of Man rise. No television until... And so he went home and he told his family, there's no television until the Son of Man rises. Yeah, so 47 days, no television. No television. Yeah, that's one way to get your family to go to church. Yeah, because they're going to say, I don't think that's what the preacher meant. I don't think that's what the preacher meant at all. It's not that. But that's what we do during Lent, right? We give up things, right? We give up. How many of you are going to give up chocolate? How many of you are going to give up Coke? How many of you are going to give up cigarettes? How many of you going to give up cigars? I'm giving up cigars. All right. How many are you going to give up cussing? Cussing. Nobody here cusses. No, we don't have that problem, right? Yeah. How many are you going to give up candy? You see, I'm just staying with the C's. Did you notice that? I could go through the entire alphabet, but that's what we think about. We think about things we're going to give up. And we forget that what Jesus said is not what comes out of our... I mean, it's not what comes into our mouths that defile us. It's what comes out of our mouths. It's what comes out of our mouths. Is it cussing? Is it a critical spirit? Is it a negative attitude? Is it selfishness? Is it anger? Is it jealousy? Is it envy? Maybe this would be an opportunity, a time for us to be able to give up those things. If we're going to be serious about coming into a closer relationship with Christ, then we have to be thinking in terms of what can we do? What can we do? And we forget that God has already done it. Peter, James, and John didn't do anything in order to get to the Mount of Transfiguration except listen to Jesus. Jesus said, come with me. I'm sure it's not in the Bible, but I'm sure they were saying, where are we going? Why do we have to climb this mountain? It's hot. I'm tired. I need some juice. Where's the cookie? You know how, you've been on a trip with people before? You know how it goes. Why are we going this way? I think we should go the other way. This way's got too many rocks. I want to see some shit. And they're just going, and Jesus is just going, honestly, God, honestly. Can you just take me now? I don't want to wait till Easter. They get up there, but they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything to deserve it. But what a blessing occurred. Why? Because they were obedient. Jesus said, come, and they did. And they did. Jesus all the time is calling us. He wants us to have that closer relationship with God. It's not that you have to try harder, pray harder, to spend more time in Bible study. We're going to get to that part in just a moment, but that's not what you have to do in order to be closer to God. All you have to do is listen to Jesus. He's going to lead you there. And if you're willing to listen to him, if you're willing to follow him, you're going to find yourself in the holy presence of the Lord. And how does that manifest itself? It doesn't always get to work the way this Sunday did. In this scripture passage, there's glowing lights, there's deep voices. James Earl Jones telling you what? This is my beloved son. I mean, you know it's a deep voice. We did this in Bible study this morning, right? It's no Barney Fife talking, all right? All right, this is a deep, powerful voice. And what's he saying? Listen. Listen to him. This is my son. Listen to him. Why? Because we're always talking. Have you noticed that? Even there in the Mount Transfiguration, there's Moses, there's Elijah, and here's Peter. Mouthing off, because that's what got, you know, that's what happens sometimes. You know how sometimes people just got to talk and spoil a moment? Can we just have the moment? Not having you explaining the moment? You know, not having, no, he's got to, and what? God has to interrupt Peter. Shh. Silencio. That's Spanish, by the way. She's not the only one who knows Spanish. Quiet. Listen, listen. That's why I think sometimes it's a good thing. It's a good thing for us to give up our electronic devices. It's a good thing to not have television. It's a good thing to not listen to the radio, even if it's Christian radio. Sometimes we spend so much time listening to other things, we don't take time to listen to God. To hear God speaking to us. We're always wanting to keep busy, always looking for the stimulus, always looking for something going on. But in this experience, it's about being quiet. It's about being still. It's about listening. That's when you feel the presence of God. Now, here's the second part. The first part was hard. The second part is even harder. Anytime you have a mountaintop experience, it is always going to lead you to a difficult assignment. You don't get to stay there. You don't ever, ever, ever get to stay there. The disciples, Jesus leads him down. Moses, what happened to Moses when he went out on the mountaintop? He has to come down. He's got 10 commandments, all right? And he's got a whole bunch of people who are terrible listeners. None of them listening to him at all right? You have Elijah going up on a mountain. What does God say? What are you doing here, Elijah? Really? Really? We've already had our moment. Get down there. Get down there. And he gives him an assignment. Look, there's a lot of corruption going on in my people. There's a lot of terrible things happening. Somebody's got to straighten them out, Elijah. You're the guy. And Elijah says, I don't want to be the guy. Did I ask you? You're the guy until I tell you you're not the guy. And you'll know when you're not the guy because there's going to be a fiery chariot. It's going to come and pick you up and take you away. But until you see that chariot, you stay on assignment. We're so tempted. Do you know what the most dangerous piece of furniture is in our... I already gave it away. The most dangerous thing we have in our houses is not knives. It's not stoves. Right. It's the easy chair. We even call them lazy boys. Or we have a couch and we become couch potatoes. Why is that so dangerous? Because it encourages us to just sit down. It's like we're sitting in the command chairs of Star Trek or something and telling God, put up the shields, do this, fire the phasers, get the protons going, wipe out them Klingons, they're bad people. Take out the Romulans, they're bad people. Wipe out everybody, they're all bad. Just me and I. No. No. If you're going to have an experience with God, you better be prepared for the assignment he's going to give you. Because he will always give you an assignment, and it is never going to be what you want. That's how you know it's from God. If it's what you want, then that's coming from your heart. That's not coming from God's heart. God has a plan. God has a desire, not just for your life, but for his creation. And part of that desire is for you to be faithful to him so that what? So that things can continue to happen. It wasn't just about Jesus being transfigured. If that's all it was about, then Peter, James, and John didn't need to be there. Jesus could have just gone off by himself, had a nice holy moment with his dad, and then come back down and said, okay, you know, got the plan. Here it is. I've made copies for everybody. You all have your assignments. Go out and do it. No. Peter, James, and John went up with Jesus so that they could also go down with Jesus and go out into the world, go out into the valleys, because there's misery and there's darkness and there is a need. There is corruption in our world, people, that needs to be confronted. There are injustices that are happening that we are called upon. It's not for we've just, oh, it's a terrible situation. Oh, God, I don't know what to do about this terrible, oh, all the evil in the world. God doesn't need you to feel sorry for the world. He needs you to be his voice in the world. Help him transform the world. Help him change the world. And this is how it happened. I wanted to do it, and I didn't have time to put it up on the screen. So you're just going to have to imagine it in your head. The letter T. Can you do this? The letter T, all right? Just think about the letter T, all right? My son's been teaching me chemistry, and I've been trying real hard, and they use letters instead of numbers all the time. So the letter T. And then right next to the letter T, we're going to have a plus sign. You remember those. Addition sign, all right? T plus, and then HH. See? Well, you can't tell because I'm wearing a dress. But if I wasn't wearing this robe, I'd be making an H, okay? So you have T plus H, and put right next to that H another H, all right? So you have a T, a plus sign, and two H's. You got that? And then the equal sign, all right? Equals what? S-G. I know. I got you guys so confused right now. You see, there's a T and a plus sign and two H's equals S-G. Now, here's the answer key. Time plus holy habits equals spiritual growth. Oh. Time plus holy habits equals spiritual growth. What are these holy habits? We've got time. Yes, you have time that you're spending in front of TVs and in movies and other. Time with God plus a holy habit. What's a holy habit? Reading God's word. That's a holy habit. That's not always something you want to turn to. Read it. Spending time with God in prayer. Holy habits. The spiritual discipline. Holy habit. Time plus holy habits equals spiritual growth. Every one of you want to be closer to God, or you would not be here on a Sunday morning. All right? The problem isn't desire. That's not our problem. Not in this room. Not in this room. Our problem is discipline. It's discipline. It's difficult to find the time. Yes, it is. It's difficult to spend time reading the Bible. Yes, it does. It's difficult to spend time in prayer. Yes, it is. But in our lives, we're going to find out that there are two choices laid before us. We are either going to experience the pain of discipline, or we are going to experience the pain of regret. The choice is ours. Experience the pain of discipline. Experience the pain of regret. The choice is ours. Our desire is to be closer to God. It takes time. It takes holy habits. When we do that, we find ourselves aware of God's holy presence, not just on mountaintops, but in our lives. Because the glow does fade. That does not make us less of a Christian. The glow fades because we're involved. The glow fades, but on the other side is the glory of the resurrection. Time plus holy habits equals spiritual growth. I encourage you, you have 47 days. 47 days. Use them wisely. God bless.